You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report for you, starting with...
Football.
NFL season officially gets underway today, the multi-billion dollar industry. And that's really what it has just become, a mega industry with teams that used to be worth, I think they were huge if they sold for $50 million.
Yeah.
That was big just not that long ago. Now they're selling into the billions of dollars.
Oh,
what did the Broncos
football.
Just sell for? 4.7
something billion? I don't know, man. It's crazy money, isn't it?
It's crazy. It really is.
I got a question about professional football. Is it like Little League football where at the end of the game, one of the parents has to bring snacks at the end?
Orange slices.
And Capri Suns?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that?
Mm-hmm. They all gather around. They have a team mom.
I thought so. A little cooler, some Rice Krispie treats.
The LA Rams, the defending Super Bowl champions, will be playing the Bills tonight. Whatever. Here's what I do know. They did a survey trying to find out who America's favorite team is. The Denver Broncos came like in the middle of the pack. It's something like 3%. So that's
they should be higher,
okay.
I think.
They should be.
They should be.
Number one for like the millionth year was like the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody can figure that out.
Well, they got that cool stadium and... those cheerleaders. And
you know, the Rams have a cooler stadium.
I'll tell you which one looks bad arse. I hate to say the R word, but the Raiders stadium in Vegas, we drove by that this summer. What a cool looking stadium. It really is. Like the whole side of it is an electronic billboard and it's just that stark black and it's really cool looking.
They're turning into palaces these days, if you think about it.
Yeah.
NFL stadiums are now palaces. So, how about the number of people who are going to bet on games this year? 46.6 million Americans. That's up 3% from last year. It's a new record. Mm. We are a gambling nation, and NFL football is how we love to do it. So, whether it's office pools or fantasy football leagues or just going to your bookie, people are betting billions on football, too. Saw a little survey about the worst traits that your boss can have. Hmm. Everyone stop for just a moment and think about bad bosses you've had in your careers. And think about some of the traits. Number one on this list was, they don't listen to you.
You never listen to me.
Number All right. three, they play favorites, treating certain employees mm-hmm. differently. Like Jeremy's like a teacher's pet around here. They love him.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you. Of the two of us? Hell's yes.
It's you all day long. Don't
That's not
even
true.
Try to be all
humble. Not true in terms of
it is.
Favorite. I think I've garnered some respect for being in the industry a long time, but you're like the golden child. Because
what is your
guy.
Example? There's no... No. I'm not arguing
really?
About this.
Like
really?
We walk in, if we walk
no, you're
into
the favorite.
Like a staff meeting, who's everyone? Oh,
Jeremy! It's because I do change my name on the Zoom meetings to funny names. People.
That's what I'm saying.
I've found that people like that.
You're like the little pet.
What was the last one I changed my name to? Was it Jason Momoa? I think it was Jason Momoa.
Next time, let's flip. I'll put Jeremy and you put Dom.
All right, let's do it.
What about the best traits a boss can have?
Oh, tell
Treating
me
Treating people with respect.
That's a good one.
There's that. And the only other thing I have is that today marks an anniversary of sorts. 56 years ago today, September 8th, 1960.
Oh, yeah.
So today is
Spaceballs.
National Star Trek Day. Because the show premiered 56 years ago. I got to admit, I was one of those nerdy kids, dorky kids or whatever. After school, I would come home and it was on reruns. And I would plop down in front of the TV.
Why not?
My dad was like, why do you keep watching these same shows over and over and over again? Because, you know, after like a couple
space.
Of years. After a couple of years, I'd seen them all. I don't know how many times. It's no different than today. People watching Friends episodes.
Absolutely.
Or Cheers episodes or whatever. Seinfeld. Over and over and over again.
And it was like magical too, wasn't it? Like the technology seemed magical, the beaming up and down and their little mm-hmm. laser guns and the aliens. And you hit the button on their shirt and they could talk to each other. And
phasers on stun.
Features. Can't I'm wait. Stunned, Dad.
That's all we got. What else is trending?
Sadly, there's been all sorts of breaking news this morning. I've been getting it all over my phone and stuff. Queen Elizabeth's doctors are concerned for Her Majesty's health. The story here is the New York Times saying that she seems to be deteriorating sharply this morning.
Oh, no.
Placed under like permanent medical supervision right now. She's 96 years old, reigned for the past 70 years. She had to cancel a bunch of meetings yesterday because she wasn't feeling good, it sounds like. And then here's the kicker that you kind of think, well, this might not be good. All the family is rushing to her side this morning because she's at that castle in Scotland right now.
Mm-hmm.
But Prince Charles, Camilla, Prince William, and even Prince Harry and Meghan are heading out there to be with the Queen. So, I don't know. We might be getting some bad news in the next few days, or she might be coming out of it. But she is 96 years old, and I saw some recent pictures of her, and she's starting to look, you know, really frail. So,
well, she's 96,
be sad.
Right?
96, so, yeah. That's... Yep. So, we shall see what goes on with that. I'm sure there's, I know there's minute-by-minute updates on websites right now on what's going on with that. So, we'll keep our ear out for what's going on there. The big news here in America yesterday, the new iPhone. Apple had their big event yesterday, and yes, another iPhone is in the works. It's number 14 this time around. Some of the highlights, new colors, better battery life, more durable screens.
I like the silver ones.
The silver one's pretty, and they've got one that changes color, too, as you, like, shift it. It, like, you know, it changes a little bit. That's kind of fun, I guess. I don't know. Worth $1,000? Probably not. One of them's got a 48-megapixel camera, which, you know, if you want to take pictures of your friend's
48.
Pores.
Do you remember when 4 megapixels
was like
considered?
Whoa, a 5. I remember getting a camera for my college graduation that was like a 5 or 6 megapixel, an actual camera. And I was like, whoa, this is
like
insane.
A Nikon or something like
that. Yeah. Like, whoa, 6 megapixel. Anyway, 48 now. And then the big takeaway was that if you are in a remote location where you don't have cell phone service and you're in a pinch, you're in an emergency, you can now call Space. They have a new emergency SOS feature where you can reach out to a satellite in the sky from Apple and get a hold of emergency services. So,
well, how many people are going to abuse that?
All of them. Or you accidentally, you know, how many times do we accidentally dial 911? Now you're accidentally going to dial a satellite? That sounds expensive. Wonder if they charge you more for calling a satellite. I don't know. New watches, new AirPods, blah, blah, blah. More expensive toys coming out from Apple. Here's a little celebrity tidbit this morning. Tom Hanks doesn't do a lot of sequels, and I guess that's by design. There's a quote of him out there talking about the smartest thing that he's ever done is he's never signed a contract that had a contractual obligation to a sequel. That's why there's not a lot of Saving Private Ryan 2s. He said, you know, if there's a reason, let's do it, but you guys can't force me to do this.
Well, I know he's done the Da Vinci Code. He's done sequels to that. He did the sequels
all the Toy Story stories. But he's not obligated to do any of those.
I remember reading a piece one time, I can't remember how long ago, where they were talking about how they were really pushing at one point for a Forrest Gump sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually put it into the works for a little while, and then they decided, no, let's just let
that
it
That would
good.
Ruin it, man. It would not
just
make that movie special if there is a sequel. What else is going on? Batman Day is coming up on September 17th, so 3 Batman movies are going to be re-released into theaters. This seems to be the thing lately, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Michael Keaton Batman, Batman Returns, and the animated Batman Mask of Phantasm, whatever that is, going to theaters. This is making around this morning. Some guy just returned a library book to Lincoln, Nebraska that was 14,000 days overdue. He checked it out in 1983. Surprised by the late fee. It was only $58.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird. Pets this morning trending. Kind of an eye-opening survey, especially if you're wondering where all your money went by the end of the month. Spoiled pets, on average, pet owners spend about $276 on their pets every single month. So just over $3,000 a year. Food, checkups, medicine.
Factor in vet bills. That's where most of it goes, right?
Probably. They started talking about trendy things, too, that you spend on your pet. Like all-natural pet food,
pet-friendly
baked goods, clothes, technology like smart collars now and those smart food bowls and things like that.
Listen, we have listeners right now who are paying for a pet psychologist.
Right, right.
They're listening right now.
I could do that. I've had pets my entire life. I could do that. Here's your Fat America real quick. If you're into this, pumpkin spice ramen. It's back this year.
Ew.
Debuted last year, and I guess it was a big hit. Only available at Walmart, believe it or not, if you want to pick some of that up. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Find it on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This kid named Isaac Johnson out of Minnesota just broke his own Guinness World Record because he's getting older now. For the largest mouth in the world, when he opens up his mouth, it's over 4 inches from top to bottom, which is a lot. That's a giant mouth.
Dang.
The video I posted has him shoving a can of Pringles into his mouth, a can of Coca-Cola. He stacks 4 McDonald's cheeseburgers on top of each other, and he still has room. Still has room. It is definitely worth a click this morning. Find that on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.